Hi, it's me, Tiwa Ogunlesi. I'm a life coach, founder of Confident and Killing It, and you're listening to the Confident and Killing It podcast. This show is about waking you up to your worth so you can be confident, unstoppable, and dare to live the life that you truly desire. No more fear and insecurities getting in the way. It's time to master your mind, believe in yourself, and show up in the world. Let's get into it.
Hello, everyone. Hi. Welcome back to the Confident and Killing It podcast. I am so excited to be saying that to you right now. So, hello. So, yes, we are back. We are back in business, baby. Thank you to everyone who has stuck with me on this journey, who's still been listening to the old episodes and sending me DMs. I am so grateful for you all. So where have I been? What's been going on? Why were there no episodes last year? Let us get into it, okay? If you remember the last episode that I spoke, or one of the few last episodes, I mentioned that I was dealing with extreme burnout from 2022, publishing my book, promoting it, trying to survive the economic downturn, that 2023, I was going to do it on my own terms. I was going to show up and just prioritize myself first. And it was not easy to just see months go by without dropping anything. And everybody seemed to have launched a new podcast in 2023. And that feeling of, oh my gosh, am I getting left behind? Da, da, da. But I knew I just had to take that time for myself. Now, what was going on with me? As many of you might know, if you follow me on Instagram, your girl got married last year and she didn't have one. She didn't have two, she had three weddings, okay? In fact, so Nigerian of me, I had three weddings and those three weddings were not small. There was something, there were outfits to be planned, there were things to be done, okay? And I actually had the best time being a bride. I enjoyed it so much. I felt so free, it felt so fun, my creativity, everything. It felt really beautiful. But I just couldn't do the two things at the same time. I really had to take a step back from work because if you've ever planned a wedding, you know how intense it can be. I had to make the sad decision to just pause on the podcast and take a break from it. I just thought, as we're kicking off, it's a new year, let me reintroduce myself, right? Because there might be some new listeners, maybe some of you might have forgotten who I am, hopefully not. But let me just take this time to reintroduce myself, to let you know about Confident and Killing It, what our mission is, my lessons that I learned in 2023. Ooh, because there were many, okay? My lessons that I learned in 2023 and what we can get excited for about 2024. What's my word for 2024? All right, so we're gonna get into all of that. So first of all, hello. My name is Tiwalola Ogunlesi. I am the UK's best confidence coach, okay? And I am an author, I am a podcast host, and I am an entrepreneur and the founder of Confident and Killing It. Confident and Killing It is a mission, it's a movement, it's a purpose-driven organization that aims to help people overcome their fears, unlock their most confident self, and live out their biggest dream. Now, how did I start this business? Confident and Killing It stemmed from my own personal experience. So as a teenager, my mind was a mess. I didn't love myself. My mind was super negative. And I was very insecure on the inside. Even though on the outside, I showed up, I smiled at people, I did well in school. On the inside, I was so mean and critical of myself. And my mind would tell me I wasn't skinny enough, I wasn't good enough, I was boring, there was nothing special about me, and all of these things. And for the longest time, I just believed it. I was just like, My mind is my mind. This is my mind. I guess this must be true about who I am. And even though I grew up in the most loving and caring family, my mind was just so mean and critical. And so I just became a high-functioning, mean person to myself. Like, I could still get on with life. I could still do what I needed to do, but it was painful. It was messy. It was dark in my head. Now, it wasn't until I turned 21 that my mom gave me a book called 15 Laws of Growth by John Maxwell. And that was the first ever book I had read on personal growth. And in that book, John Maxwell talks about how growth is intentional, how growth doesn't come with age. Growth is something you have to create for yourself. And I was like, wow, okay, this is interesting. And then at the same time, somebody recommended Battlefield of the Mind by Joyce Meyer. And in that book, she talks about how your mind is a battlefield of conflicting forces, but you have the power to overcome. You have the power to win that battle. And that was all I needed. That was all I needed to hear. Now, I'm an Aries. I'm a very competitive person, okay? So if you tell me that I can win something, I am going guns blazing. And so then I started to ask myself, what do I need to win this battle? What tools do I need to win this battle? Because when you go into a battle, you have to be strategic. No one just shows up to war like, yo, hey, what's up? Let's do this. No. You come with your ammunition. You come with your game plan. And so I started to pour myself into personal growth. I started to read books. I started to write down my strengths. I started to reflect on who I was and all the amazing things about me. I looked to my faith. I learned about what does God say about me? What when he sees me, all he sees is goodness. I realized that I am good enough simply because I exist. Because before, my life was, oh, I'm good enough because of my productivity. I'm good enough because of my grades at school. But after I had the realization that I am good enough simply because I exist, my life actually changed. Because then my starting point was good enough. I wasn't broken. I didn't need fixing. I just needed to wake up to the greatness that was inside of me. And once I had that realization, it was game over. And so I began to pour into myself. I began to invest in myself. I turned off the noise of the world and I read books and I listened to YouTube videos and I renewed my mind. And as I began to do this, I started to experience new levels of love and peace and excitement and joy and confidence. And I was like, whoa, what is going on here? But that is the beauty of facing your monsters and coming over to the other side. And so once I began to realize that I was seeing myself in a new light, I was beginning to love myself. I was like, I need to teach other people how to do this. I need to share this with the world, because that is the beauty of confidence. When you know and you're so secure in yourself, the joy, the energy, the wisdom, it just overflows. Okay, and so I was like, I need to share this with people, like, because I noticed that there's a generational cycle of low self-esteem in women and girls, and it seems to get worse and worse with each generation. So I was like, I need to break this cycle. I have found out, I've unlocked the way to build confidence, and I need to show other women how to do it too, because every single person listening to this podcast, every single person in the world deserves to love and believe in themselves. You listening to this podcast right now, you deserve to love and believe in yourself. You deserve to look at yourself in the mirror and see that you are good enough. You deserve to look at opportunities and know that you are worthy of those opportunities. This is what you deserve as a bare minimum. And so if you are settling for anything less, I need you to tap in right now. Okay, I need you to tap in right now and really listen to what I am saying, because I was where you were before. The woman I am today was built 9 years in the making. So when I realized I had this fire burning in my heart, I said, I need to share this with the world. I need to get this out there. I need to share this with the world. And so I recorded a video of how important it is to love and believe in yourself. And I was like, I'm going to share this video with the world because I just have it in my heart to encourage people to do it. Okay? So I recorded this video and it's on my phone. I'm about to post it on Instagram. This is back in 2016, before stories existed, before reels were a thing. Okay? I recorded this video and I'm about to post it. And before I can press post, my hands are shaking. I am sweating. The mean girl in my head comes at me, guns blazing. Who do you think you are? This is cringe. This is awkward. Oh, you think you're Oprah now? Your skin isn't good enough for you to be on camera. People are gonna laugh at you. All of these things. Yeah. I experienced that too. So don't look at my Instagram and see me posting and see me on stage and just think, oh wow, she has it so easy. I did not. The amount of times I recorded videos and deleted them, or even I recorded videos and posted it and then messaged my friend immediately after, oh my gosh, I think I'm gonna delete this video. It feels so cringe. And my friend Leanne, she knows. I would message her all the time like, I'm gonna delete this. And she'd be like, Tiwa, just pause. Don't delete anything. Just wait. And I did. And after video, after video, after video, I was like, oh, let me do in-person events. And my first in-person event was called Confident and Killing It. And 200 girls signed up in the space of 3 days. And I was like, whoa, I'm onto something here. And that was it. I answered the calling of my life. My life was calling me and said, Tiwa, you've got this gift. You want to share this with the world? The world is ready to hear it. Let's get going. And there are so many times I could have backed down. There's so many times I was afraid, what if no one comes to my event? When I finally put tickets on sale, right? People now had to pay to come and hear me. I was like, what if no one shows up? What if the ticket price is too high? What if this? What if this? What if that? There were so many times I could have stopped, but I didn't. Okay, and after videos leading to events, and then I decided I'm gonna go on a tour around the UK and speak to different university students. I wasn't making any money, by the way. I was not making any money at this point. Okay, I was breaking even on events, but I had a passion in my heart. I had that fire. And so after events and things like that, in December of 2019, I finally decided to take the leap of faith and quit my full-time job to run Confident and Killing It full-time, go 100% in. And I did this with 3 months worth of savings, okay? So guess when my 3 months worth of savings was running out? In March of 2020. Guess when the pandemic kicked off and lockdown happened? In March of 2020. Okay, you cannot make this up. And so there I was getting cancellation after cancellation after cancellation. I've run out of money. The business that I thought was about to take off and be super fruitful, in the mud, down the drain. And then it's like, what am I going to do? And then I asked myself, I said, Tiwa, is this the story you want for yourself? That the pandemic happened and you gave up. And I said, no, this is not the story I want. I said, okay. So what is the story you want for yourself? And I said, the story I want is, I want to build a household name. I want to build a brand that empowers women. I want to wake women up to the greatness inside of them. I want to work with all these incredible companies and make money from this gift that I've been given. I wrote those things down and I said, whatever goes down must come back up. I am unstoppable. And that is the spirit of Confident and Killing It. In this life, there are gonna be things that come at you. Okay, life is not about will I get hit or not. It's about when you do get hit, how are you gonna move forward? Confidence is not an absence of fear and insecurity. Confidence is feeling the fear and the insecurity, but doing it anyways. This whole community, this whole mission exists to wake you up to the greatness inside of you. I always had this greatness in me, But when my mind was a mess, I just didn't see it. The volume of the mean girl was just so loud. But I learned to quieten the voice of fear and insecurity and turn up the volume on the voice of confidence, of ambition, of capability. And if I can do it, you can do it too. And so that is why I exist. That is why I am here today. That is why this podcast exists. That is why my book exists. I want nothing more than to see you win in life. I want nothing more than to see you have a dream and turn it into reality. Because I know what happened to me when Confident and Killing It went from a dream to reality. I know how truly unstoppable I became when I mastered my mind and the impact that I have had on the world, on my community since I started, the amount of lives that have been changed. I would never have been able to visualize that in the beginning, but you are sitting on something so great right now. You are sitting on something so incredible that is inside of you. Don't be asleep. Don't live your life on autopilot. Don't just accept the negative mind and say, oh, this is my mind, there's nothing I can do about it. There is absolutely something you can do about it. It's not going to be easy, okay? It's going to require work, but that work is so worth it. Learning to master my mind has been the most fulfilling journey I've ever been on. And somebody asked me the other day, what's one thing I've overcome? And you know what I said? I said, fear. The fact that I've been able to master my mind and overcome fear, there is nothing I am afraid of when it comes to my life and my dreams and my potential. There is nothing that I am afraid of. Any dream that comes into my head, I 100% know that I am capable of that dream. And I was not born like this. And I really want to emphasize that. I was not born thinking this way. I used to disqualify myself from opportunities. One day when a Magnify magazine invited me for a round table, I almost declined it because I was like, me sitting next to government officials as a leader? What? Since when? Huh? Okay, so I haven't always been like this. I have taught myself. I have trained my mind. I have made choices. I want to emphasize that. I have made choices that have led me to the woman I am today with this mind that I have that is so powerful. This was a matter of choice. I chose that the mean girl would no longer win, and I, Tiwalala, was going to be the real winner around here. Okay, so who's winning in your life? Who's winning this battle in your mind? Are you letting the mean person win? Or are you going to step up and fight for yourself? Fight like your life depends on it. Okay? Guys, this is meant to be a little intro episode. And I'm already going ham. Okay. Let me just get back on track. All right? That is my story. And that is what Confident and Killing It is all about. So what do we do? How do we make this practical? Okay? So we have this podcast where I, as your confidence coach, I'm going to be on here every other week breaking down confidence. Confidence is a practice. The same way you have a gym routine, the same way you might have a timetable for your food, the same way you might have trainings at work to help you improve your career, is the same way you have to have a game plan for your confidence. Now, if you don't have a game plan for your confidence, then you've come to the right place, because this is where I teach you how to create your game plan. Okay, how do I do that? Through this podcast, through my book, Confidence and Killing It, which is available on Amazon, on the website, in Waterstones. I also go into organizations and I run and facilitate learning and development training for teams so that people at work can show up to work as their most confident selves, so they can speak up and show up with confidence, so they can learn to self-promote and get promotions. Self-promote, promotions. Anyways, that's a topic for another day, but just self-promote. Promotions. I'll leave that with whoever needs to hear it. Okay. We have the podcast, we have the book, we have corporate workshops, and we have community where we come together as a community once a year. I definitely want to increase that to more than once a year, but we have the summer party every year in July where we come together as a community to meet and connect and just celebrate ourselves and celebrate life. Okay, so those are all the different ways you can interact. Oh my gosh, how could I even forget coaching? My number one job, coaching. Okay, I coach people individually, women, and also group coaching. Okay, where we will focus on creating a unique game plan for you, and I will teach you how to reprogram your mind. The same way I learned to master it, I'm going to help you master it as well. And the results will be the most incredible thing ever. Coaching is about where are you now and where do you want to go? Okay, it's very future focused. It's very practical. And so as your coach, my job is to understand where are you now, what dreams and goals and what challenges are getting in the way of that. And so I'm going to grow you. I'm going to help you change your perspective. I'm going to help you create a battle plan, a game plan to challenge the mean girl, to challenge the fear and the insecurity, and to reprogram your mind so love, peace, happiness, joy, confidence becomes your default. Okay, so that's what we do. That's why we're here. And that's how we can help you grow. So if this is the year for you to be confident, if you are done with all the insecurities, with the criticism, with beating yourself up, with the squalor, it's exhausting. It is so exhausting. If you want to join the good side, our side, okay? I want you to stick with me. I want you here every other week listening to the episodes and renewing your minds because you are going to learn so much. So I mentioned I took a break last year, and when I was reflecting on my year, I realized that I had really high highs and really low lows. Okay, and the high highs, naturally getting married, having a beautiful wedding, the high highs were so high. Like, my personal life was just the best it's ever been. Okay, and then my work life, my career, just felt like it was in the mud. The lows were so low. And it felt like the highs were here today and gone tomorrow. They were fleeting. At the end of the day, your wedding might be an amazing day for you, but it's just one day. And the next day, you're back to being a normal person. Okay? But the lows felt like they dragged on forever. Oh my gosh. And so I started to lose my sense of power, you know, and I can own that. I'll say that now. I started to lose my sense of power because I was focusing on the things I could not control. I was focusing on the things I did not have, that I was lacking. I was focusing on the rejections that I got, on the disappointments. I was focusing on how my life wasn't going according to plan. And this went on for a long time. Again, don't ever look at me and think, oh, she's so perfect. Oh, she's so confident all the time. No, I have my highs and I have my lows. But guess what? I will never stay stuck. I will never stay stuck in the lows and give up. And that is what makes a confident person. It is not about how perfect your life is. Confidence is not perfectionism. Okay, your life is not going to be perfect. You are going to face challenges, but it's about what you do in the challenges that determines whether you are confident or not. So I was in the trenches last year, okay? And it dragged on for forever, feeling sorry for myself, wondering if I'm even still relevant, wonder if anybody even cares about what I do and what I have to say, wondering if I even still have the skills and expertise to do my job. I felt like I fell off so bad. And it was like, oh, you know, the economy, recession, layoffs. Oh, the corporate side of business is really down. Cost of living crisis. And it was like, I can't control what happens in the economy. I can't. But I can control the narrative in my head. I can control the story I am telling myself. about how I am feeling right now in that moment. So for the longest time, I was just in survival mode, lack of motivation, no drive, just doing the bare minimum I needed to get through the day. Being busy, but not really adding any value. And then complaining that I'm not getting any breakthroughs. That was me on survival mode. And then I remembered the most important thing. I am the co-creator of my life. I am responsible for my life. You are responsible for your life. You are the creator, co-creator of your life. Okay? And when I remember that no one is coming to save me, nothing was the same. Nothing was the same. I said, listen, I have the power to pull myself out of this rut. And that's when I started my challenge of high vibrational living. Okay, if you follow me on Instagram, you'll see that I've been talking a lot about that. Because I realized I wasn't manifesting anything because my vibrations were so low. My vibrations were full of worry and stress and anxiety. Where's the money gonna come from? Oh, my income is falling. Da 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 da. And you can't manifest on that vibrational level. You just can't. Because there's no gratitude, there's no love, and you're focusing on what you don't have. And whatever you focus on is what you attract. If you focus on failure, you attract failure. If you focus on success, you attract success. I was focusing on all the things that I did not have, on all the things that I didn't like that were happening to me. And so I just got more of that. So I started to change my mindset. I remembered, and it's so crazy because I'm a specialist in positive psychology. And positive psychology is the intentionality of happiness, joy, peace, and love. Positive psychology says, whereas traditional psychology was just about understanding pain and knowing what to do to avoid pain, positive psychology says, you can't just avoid pain and think you're going to get happiness. You actually have to do certain things to build and nurture love, happiness, peace, and joy in your life. I forgot all of that. So you know what? Give yourself the grace. Forgive yourself, okay, for forgetting who you really are. Because sometimes we go through life and we don't even remember all the amazing things about us. And that was me last year. I forgot all the usual things that I would do to pick myself up, that I forgot all of it. Because I was asking myself the wrong questions. I was asking myself, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? Instead of, what is this teaching me? How is this here to serve and grow me? When you ask yourself the wrong questions, you're going to stay stuck. You're going to get answers that keep you in a place of limitation. When you ask yourself the right questions, you're going to empower yourself to move forward. So the first thing I did was I gave myself permission to release that negative energy. I gave myself permission. I forgave myself for forgetting that I am that girl. Okay? I forgave myself because I was like, girl, the way you've been acting, this is not who you are. Wakey, wakey, snap out of it. I gave myself permission to let go of the negative emotions, of the disappointment, of the, you know, heartbreak in myself that my business did not go the way I thought it would go. Okay? I thought by the fourth year of being an entrepreneur, things should be easy. Instead, it got harder. And I just couldn't reconcile with that. I'm going to talk about that in a different episode. So I wrote down, I release. I release disappointment. I release anxiety. I release stress. I release criticism. I release. And then on the next piece of paper, I wrote, I welcome gratitude. I welcome joy. I welcome love. I welcome confidence. I welcome energy. I welcome laughter. And I leaned into that energy. I started to prioritize the things that bring me joy, the things that bring me fulfillment, focused on what I could control. And so as I did that, I began to reclaim my power. So there we have it. 2023, quite a few months in victim mode, quite a few months asking myself, why me, why me, why me? But I ended feeling strong. I ended reclaiming my power and I'm starting the year strong. Okay, so if you are experiencing what I've just described and you haven't reclaimed your power, we're going to do it together. Okay, come on this journey with me to reclaim your power and stay strong in who you are. Now, on to what's next. I am running a webinar this week, Thursday, the 1st of February, on how to overcome your fears and live out your biggest dreams. And next week, I'm also going to be kicking off my group coaching program. So if you've been inspired by this journey, this story, and you no longer want fear getting in the way of your dreams and your goals, please just come along. The webinar is literally free. Okay? Come along and learn how to begin to master your mind. No more settling. No more living on autopilot. It is time to master your mind. Believe in yourself. And show up in the world. Thank you all so much for listening. It feels so good to be back. Oh, how can I also forget? We now have video versions of the podcast that will be dropping on YouTube. And so not all the episodes, some of the episodes would be audio and video. This is an audio only, as it's just a quick introduction, but the next one is a video podcast as well. So let me know how you think about that. Let me know what topics you want me to talk about on the podcast this year, or the guests you want to see on the podcast this year. My inbox is open. My DMs are open to hear from you. So that would be amazing. I'm excited, guys. Oh, my word for 2024, the last thing I was going to touch on. My word for 2024 is consistency. And as I'm saying it to you right now, I'm a bit squeamish because I'm like, you can't tell them your year, the word for your year is going to be consistency and then fall off after. I know, I can't do that. So that's why I'm telling you now, my word for the year is consistency. I've been doing this for so long. And the things that I feel like I haven't been fully consistent in. And this is the year that I'm promising myself that I'm going to give it my all. I'm going to try my hardest to show up and be consistent. Okay? So that is what I promise to you. I am showing up this year with a podcast, being the most consistent I have ever been. So prepare. Prepare to be sick of me. All right. Thank you all so much for listening. I'm so glad to be back. And until next time, stay confident and killing it.